This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tomorrow night on CBS, the number one sitcom on television is going to air its 200th episode, The Big Bang Theory. Sheldon, Leonard, and the gang is in its ninth season, the brainchild of writer and producer Chuck Lorre. Lorre's been in television for a while. He cut his teeth on Roseanne. He went on to create Grace Under Fire, Dharma and Greg, Two and a Half Men, of course. Chuck Lorre, it's great to have you on.
Nice to be here.
Other than the sheer milestone-ness of it, what does 200 episodes mean to you as a television professional?
We have survived and actually flourished, which is a remarkable thing in this business. It doesn't happen too often. And when it happens and everyone is enjoying the process, you know, and you actually enjoy being on the set every day for 9 years, it sounds a bit treacly, but it's true. It's still a joy to do the show.
Do you go to the set every day?
Yeah.
But you're running like three or four shows. How do you do that?
I don't want to take it for granted. I don't want to take it for granted that it's automatically going to pop out episodes that we're proud of. Each episode has to be, I don't want to say belabored over, but we work really hard to make each one work.
It's not possible that after 200 tries of this thing, you're completely satisfied with every single one, right?
There are favorites, but you try not to leave. On a Tuesday night when we shoot in front of an audience, we don't go home till we're satisfied with what we've got. Because we can't save these things in editing. There's no post-production on a situation comedy in front of an audience that can erase the mistakes or the weak moments. There's no cosmetic way to paper over the failures. So we grind it out on shoot night. We rewrite the material and try it again and again and again until we get something that we feel is worth putting on television.
I read a great quote about you as I was getting ready for this interview. You worried at some point in one of your other shows early on, like after six episodes or something, that you were just going to run out of ideas. Oh, my God, what do we do?
That actually happens on every series. Huh. You hit the wall periodically, and it seems to be in increments of six. I don't know why. But there is that moment where you feel like there's no more stories to tell or none that are worth telling. And it's a kind of a quiet crisis moment. And then it passes and more stories happen.
What is it about television for you? I mean, you started as a musician and producing shows like Roseanne. And now, I mean, honestly, there are those who compare you to Norman Lear.
I've always looked at it as an extraordinary opportunity. To put on a show, to tell a story, and hopefully make people laugh. You know, when I got started in the late 80s in television, I would sit in a room and there are people who would say, well, it's just a sitcom. It doesn't matter. It's just a situation comedy. It's good enough. Let's move on. And I was sitting there thinking, well, that can't be right. I mean, this is an opportunity to communicate to maybe tens of millions of people. Why would we take it for granted? So that creates that kind of work ethic that makes you neurotic.
I want to talk about your most recent show, Mom, with Allison Janney and Anna Faris, about a not very funny topic, this idea of alcoholism and rehab. And I want to ask you two things about it. The first one is, give me the elevator pitch for that one.
From the very beginning, the idea was that recovery from addiction is possible, and it was fundamentally a series about hope that people can change, that people are not, you know, doomed to repeat the tragedies of their lives over and over and over again, that growth is possible. That was the not very funny premise of this from the beginning. And I was determined to try and find an arena where I could push the envelope a little bit in storytelling. It's hard to make it funny. But funny is possible.
Funny is possible, but here comes the second part of the question. How carefully do you weigh turning people off with the seriousness of it? I mean, the show is, you know, critically really well received, but how? What's that balance for you as you're thinking about this?
I can only make a judgment based on my own response to the material. I can't presume to know what maybe perhaps millions of people might respond. But I know how I respond to the material and when we're sitting in a room full of comedy writers. And sometimes we have to ask ourselves, you know, this is a life and death situation for many, 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 many people. So let's not be glib. Let's not presume the comedy is there when it's not. And then it's just a leap of faith. I trust that the audience will stay with us. even if we step into the darkness.
Chuck Lorre, thanks very much.
Thank you, Kai.